Gonzaga, Baylor tonight. The Zags are 4.5-point favorites, at least the last time I checked on ESPN. And so far, this tournament, we're done, Colfax. We're done. Tournament's done. We're here. We're at the championship game. And, man, you get to see what we really missed having this. It is such a blast. And not having it last year, of course, was just such a bummer for everybody. And there's just magical moments. That Gonzaga-UCLA game, it's already going to go down in history. It's one of the biggest moments. And, there's been some huge moments when it comes to college basketball and March Madness. But that certainly is up there. Yeah, still 4.5, at least tonight, for Gonzaga as the favorite. Baylor has lost two games all season long. And, of course, Gonzaga, nothing. Zip, haven't lost any games. I could certainly see it ending here. I could see Gonzaga finally getting that loss, and I really could. I'm not just saying it because I picked Baylor. But, I mean, still, what are the chances? What were the chances? I mean, they were the heavy favorite. Everybody picked them in the challenge, but to keep that focus all the way through, and if they can get it done, then it's going to be one of the greatest sports achievements in history. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Don't forget, we're going to have Ed McCaffrey on at the bottom of the hour, UNC football head coach. What a weird situation everything has been. I go back to this strange time. And really, Colfax, it was a strange time for all three programs, wasn't it? That we talk, you know, we talk a lot of college football here, specifically local. You know, we talk CU Buffs, we talk CSU Rams, we talk UNC Bears. And think about each situation. CU had their weird thing where Mel Tucker was in, was out, nah, I'm out. Going to Michigan State. And then Carl Durrell comes in much later than most, and he gets a weird kind of spring deal and then COVID and all that, so his was even later than most. Well, then you have CSU's situation. Steve Addazio. Okay, neat. He was like fourth on the list. There was all these other guys on the list, and it was all, you know, Joe Parker said they wanted to make it a point to find a guy with integrity and that shares their values. Well, like their top three candidates all had these strange skeletons in their closet, and they weren't even really in their closet. You could Google them. You could Google so-and-so coach controversy. There it is. So I remember talking to, I think it was Kelly Lyle from the Colorado. It was like, a lot of the stuff, most of the stuff about these three coaches is pretty obvious. It's pretty right. It's pretty much right there on the surface. So that was strange. And then Addazio was hired. And then carry out the summer, and we get controversy around both Bobo's program and Addazio's program in just his short stint of what he's done. So that was a weird hire. Well, and then even weirder was Steve Addazio, of course, has his press conference. I'm walking to it from my car. I've just parked. I'm walking. I get a call from former associate AD, who I'm very good friends with. We'll just call him Paul. And he's like, did you hear the news? I said, I haven't. I've been driving. I'm not looking at my phone while I'm driving. What's going on? Ed McCaffrey's been hired by the University of Northern Colorado. As I'm walking to Steve Addazio's press conference, I open the doors. I walk in. I see the fellows from the Coloradoan are there, a reporter, Harold, a lot of writers. And they're all like looking up, and you could just see they're at Twitter and freaking out on Twitter. I'm looking over at other people. I hear whispers, UNC just hired Ed McCaffrey. Like, this is in Fort Collins, and Greeley just got news over Fort Collins. It was a weird day. It was a bizarre. So Addazio comes out and does his whole guys being dude things, and it kills and does all that stuff. And then the very next day, I go to, the UC Center? And there's a room there, that can hold up to 200 to 300 people. And it's full. It's full. Never seen anything like it for a UNC head coach. Not to say it's fair or right, but it is what it is. It's Ed McCaffrey. There's people there with signs. We love you, Ed. You know, Broncos stuff, Bears, bring the Bears back, all this. It was pretty cool. It was awesome. And yeah, here we are. You got to see Carl Durrell coach in 5 games. You got to see Addazio coach in 4. And you haven't got to see Ed McCaffrey coach in any games. He did coach in the scrimmage on Saturday against CSU Pueblo. They have Shadron State this Saturday, and it's still not open to fans, I believe. I agree with the decision by UNC, though. They opted, you know, the Big Sky had their own situation, and they were going to do the spring thing. They get to the spring, and Coach Mack's like, you know what, they get together, and they basically, and I want to talk to him about what went into that decision. So we're not going to really commit to the spring football. We're going to just do our spring practice with some scrimmages, and that's that. I'm fine with that. Keep loading up on your practices. You know, games are great and all that, but just wait until the next year. Makes sense. Well, and then you get the news of Dylan McCaffrey transferring out from Michigan to UNC. Does not, let me repeat a bazillion times, does not happen at all. If Coach McCaffrey's not, I mean, Dylan's going to transfer to a ton of different schools outside of UNC. But he goes to UNC, and we're going to see what happens here. I'm telling you, if they can sell some tickets, I'm assuming fall, we'll be able to have people going to games. Probably, I think some records are going to be broken for their since they've been Division I. Because I think they filled the stadiums when they were D2 and they were winning championships. Since they've been D1, obviously has not been, they've no winning seasons. Well, they did have the two winning seasons, excuse me, with Ernest Collins Jr. They went 6-5 2 years in a row. Do we see some records being broken as far as attendance? Ed McCaffrey alone would have been the draw. Now Dylan McCaffrey. So, yeah, I think you're going to see something awesome. But that's the weird thing. We've gone a year with these three new coaches, and we still know little about them. We know more about Carl Durrell, I would say, mainly because they had a lot of success. Oh, maybe we know about Steve Adazio, too, but we know that special teams got to figure that out. I liked his defense. Offense, we'll see. I mean, this is the kind of offense that me, personally, that I like. Just kind of run the ball, methodically work the ball down the field, play tough defense. Hey, I'm all in for that. I like that. But still, you always say this, or we always say this, Colfax, in the first year, you still don't really know a coach because they don't have all of their guys. They have most of the other guys' guys. You know, Bobo's guys. These are mostly Bobo's guys. These are mostly Mel Tucker's guys. For UNC, I mean, yeah, a lot of these are still going to be Ernest Collins Jr.'s guys. So you don't know even when you get a full season under your belt. Well, then you get the rule where they, you know, the 0 year where they all get to come back if they want to. So that changes things. So yeah, it's going to be a little while before we know really what we have in all three of those head coaches. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. It's funny because UNC, you know, I think it was hush hush. I think there were some CSU reps that were like, "What the hell, guys? It's our day." And then some of my friends at UNC are like, "We didn't know." Like honestly, they jokingly said, "Hey, we're not smart enough to strategically market that around your guys's." What do you think? You think there was a little gamesmanship there, Colfax, as far as when that announcement was made?
Seems like it.
Boy, it's quite the coincidence, if not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 5 minutes before that thing starts. I love it, though. I love it. I want there to be drama. Trust me. This whole UNC-CSU basketball thing that happened earlier this year, which didn't turn out to be that big of a deal. We're all through it now. But it's COVID, so you want to try to not make too light of it. But at the same time, UNC was using the C word, chicken, when referring to it. I heard some UNC folks say it. Some various Zoom calls and things like that. And to me, it's all in good fun. If you can build it up, build it. CSU should own it and build it too. Build it up. Make it a rivalry game. Make it fun. That's what I hope anyway. I hope we can continue because that's how I think you grow the sports in the area. It starts with the fans. You got to have a genuine hate for each other. That's a tough spot for me though because I am, you know, I love covering all of these teams. I'm a fan of all of these teams, trying not to let that blind my picks and everything going in. I'll be honest, I did pick UNC to beat CSU based on what we knew at the beginning of the season. Now, Bodie Hume plays like he did in the Big Sky Conference tournament in their last games. I think the team wins a few more games. And I'm not putting it on Bodie Hume like that, but he was at a different level when he was hitting those 30-point games. He was playing at a different level, an MVP conference MVP type level. But yeah, once CSU started and got rolling, which it only took like a week or two for them really to get their feet underneath them, no way. CSU's the better team at that point. First Advantage, text line 970-478-1301. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at this Broncos team. Also some more on the Rockies as well, the weekend that was. And are you feeling still pretty low about the Rockies and your whole 65 under win total? Let's talk about that coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studio.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
We want to thank Moser Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. That's Moser Funeral and Cremation Service. Their number, 970-330-6824. You can check out their website, MoserFuneralService.com. That's M-O-S-E-R, FuneralService.com. First Advantage text line. His 970-478-1301. New to the show, text KFKA to that number and get in the mix. Now, there's been a lot. Listen, I thought there was a moment last night in the Nuggets Magic game where Joker kind of was like winding up to do a foul, and the refs kind of looked the other way. But I will say this. He was frustrated because it looked like he should have been fouled when he was going up for a shot. I feel like sometimes in... Listen, I know there's the Homer Nuggets media that's like, he's getting robbed, he's being treated like a rookie or a two-year player, not an MVP candidate. And I'll agree, sometimes it's like, whoa, I mean, that looked like a foul. When you went in slow motion on that play right before he slapped Ross, it looked pretty bad. Then you come back and you look at slow motion and you see, well, he didn't actually make that crazy a contact. And the refs are right there, and see, they're seeing it. So I'm not usually one of these guys when it comes to officiating. The NBA, I think you kind of have to be, though, because the NBA definitely gives superstar treatment to guys like LeBron James and James Harden. Do you guys think that the officiating really is skewed toward Nikola Jokic? I mean, it's changed over the years. It used to be really bad. I don't feel like it's as bad now. That Orlando game was pretty rough. I think Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets put together kind of a montage of all the really rough situations this year. And listen, the Nuggets have been bailed out by bad officiating too. They won a game this year because it was a no call. So I tend not to look too much and say the Joker's personally getting screwed over. I do think the NBA gives superstar treatment to LeBron James and James Harden, Kevin Durant, those kind of guys. But, man, this is a good team. It's a fun team to watch. Aaron Gordon was telling Monte Morris, which was great to see Monte Morris get back in this lineup, too. I mean, they've been doing all this without Morris, who's a pretty important piece to what they're all about. And all he did in that first game back was, 10 points, 3 rebounds, had a steal. It was an efficient basketball game for him in 18 minutes. He said Aaron Gordon was talking at the end of the game last night. And he said, I have never had this easy of a time scoring baskets in my entire career. College, high school, NBA. He's like, I've never had it this easy. Like, I think, he's telling Morris that. This is a guy that was a superstar. Like, he's now big four. Denver kind of has a big four. How about that? I just think it's phenomenal, and I do think that guys like Barton and Porter and Murray and Morris, like, they don't realize how good it is playing with the Joker. And maybe they do. I think they do, actually. But they'll never really, really know until you go to another team. Like Gary Harris, when he starts playing with the Magic, he didn't play last night. I wonder what that's going to be like when he gets to the point where he's like, wow, I cut and nobody finds me. I do all this and nobody finds me. It's really cool to see this team and where they can go, how far they can go. 31-18, 15-9 at home. They have really rounded into form, and Aaron Gordon has fit in almost seamlessly. 25 minutes after the hour, looking to catch up with UNC football coach Ed McCaffrey on the other side. But Colfax, first, we need to get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Efforting right now, UNC football coach Ed McCaffrey at this point. We're getting him on the program. Talk about what a strange situation they're in. But hey, they're getting some scrimmages in. One of my first questions really is going to be, what do you expect from this team at this stage? And I don't know if anybody can answer that because we haven't been there. It's all about just getting your guys out there on the field and kind of slowly putting this thing together. As I was talking about earlier, it's been a long time, man. So much excitement around Greeley over a year ago. Was that in March? Was that when it was? Was that in March? February? Something like that. And I mean, it was the talk of the town. And then you hit the COVID stuff and it kind of faded. And then we get the, you know, some certain teams not playing, and it kind of made sense. And here we are. We're going to get excited for spring. We're going to try to anyway. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. New texter text KFKA to that number 970-478-1301. Yeah, the Dylan McCaffrey news too. I was sitting in on that press conference, the Zoom press conference, over a month ago. I mean, that's some more big news around there. I mean, this has just been some big stuff on the football program. I think we're all just chomping at the bit to see this team in action, to see what this Coach McCaffrey, what this regime can really do for UNC. And again, I've talked about it a bazillion times on this show. Whether it's the football move or not, it's the right move. This was the right move to make. Talk about getting people excited in this area for UNC football. And as much as you like, or as much as I liked Ernest Collins Jr., it was time. And there just wasn't that buzz around the program. So there's certainly a buzz now. And then you add more to that when Dylan McCaffrey announced that he was going to be transferring from Michigan to UNC. Not going to be involved in the spring side just yet. He's got to finish up a few things in graduation to Michigan, and then we'll get to see him next fall. Assuming everything goes according to plan. Now, UNC did opt in on the 21st, that they were going to pursue a modified spring schedule, more so focusing on the fall 2021 campaign, if I can spit that out. Basically, hey, we're going to do practices. We're going to get into all that. We're going to have some scrimmages from some teams in the, you know, within the state, CSU Pueblo, Shadron State, or at least close by, and you know, just getting the team out there. That's what I'll be curious to see what Coach has to say about it on that side of things. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. In the meantime, just looking more at tonight's game, Baylor and Gonzaga. Colfax is going along with me on this, and I like this. I like it. I feel confident with you there.
Maybe that's not a good. Maybe you shouldn't.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. Did Kansas lose in the first round?
No, they made it a couple. I'm pretty sure.
I think they got past the first round and then the second. Yeah, that's right. They played Eastern Washington in the first round.
Yeah.
And Eastern Washington gave them about all they could handle. And that's kind of when I knew, uh-oh, Colfax. Yeah. Well, you could be in some trouble here.
Yeah. If you don't aim for the stars or something, you land along on the moon or something. So I was shooting for the stars. I think I missed the moon, though, and I'm headed straight towards the sun.
I have a very simple strategy in all this. I just go gut feel quickly.
Okay.
I don't obsess over it. I don't look at the bracket for a strange amount of time. I just go bam, 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 bam. Some teams I know, some teams I didn't follow throughout the course of the year, and that's just kind of the way I'm doing it. But I'm in 13th, so I wouldn't say it really paid off for me. Sitting at in 13th place. Potentially, I could move up. I think I could move up to finish in the top three. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, Baylor wins.
Yeah, I think so. I think you get a lot. Don't you get like 30 points or something for the championship game?
Is that right?
I think so.
See, I have no idea.
I thought I was looking at that. So that would put me up. That would put me up there quite a bit. So,
and you would take down the little office thing, our side bet.
I would. We did a little side fun bet there, and I would take that. Yeah, so I got, can you believe this? If Baylor wins, the spawn of Dixon will win this whole thing. So, I mean, that is, I am torn here. I'm rooting for Baylor for several reasons. I want to win our side fun bet. I want to finish in the top three, which I believe I would. It would be McLean would get to number two, would make number two, the way it looks, the way it looks right now. And then I would finish at number three. So I would love that. Finishing top three is respectable. But the spawn of Dixon could take this whole thing. Golfing, the prize from CRP 4x4, the $100 gift certificate from Rose Flower. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on and on. And then, of course, the Broncos memorabilia we got from Bear Insurance. I mean, they loaded up. They loaded up.
Is he a Broncos fan? Does he hate the Broncos as much as his dad?
He does.
He does?
What would he do with that?
What would he do with that?
That's what I don't want to know. I don't even know if I want to get to that point in our life.
Scary.
So, yeah. Well, that's the way it looks, Colfax. I'm in the mix there. If Gonzaga wins, looks like Benjamin, who's been on top of this thing almost the whole time.
Yep.
He's had a pretty good bracket. I'm going to look at his bracket because he's been there. I think he called the Final Four. No, he missed out on one of the Final Four games. He didn't. I mean, who had UCLA? Did you have
no,
UCLA?
I did not. No, I did not.
I actually picked Texas to pull off an upset against Gonzaga if they would have got this far. But, of course, didn't get very far. That would have been nice. A lot of wishful thinking there. I tried to go a bit unconventional on this with Gonzaga being the absolute heavy favorite. The Well County Swami says, Baylor used their best game Saturday. Gonzaga all the way. Yeah, but Baylor beat Houston by 20. It took everything Gonzaga had to beat UCLA. And UCLA shocked the world. I get it, but that's stressful. Baylor got their work in done, and they're like, on to the next one. Gonzaga's going to overtime, half-court shot. I mean, very emotional. Do they come back? Can they come back down for that? I don't know. I like Baylor. I really do. I think it's going to be great. You said Chris is just totally fanboying out here for Dixon.
I really think it's a burner phone at this point. It's got to be a burner phone.
You think
phone.
It's just Dixon texting just Dixon. In like, I'll show them.
There's two KC fans out here.
It says, talking about nicknaming. I think Dixon, Chief Dixon, should be the namer of newbies. No offense, Colfax. I like your names, Colfax. I think they're good.
I think they're good.
Yeah. You said Chris says, yeah, go Dixon. He's the godfather. You lost the bet. You don't have to be a Dixon fan, said Chris. You can just be a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Like, that was your bet about CSU not going to the big dance. You said you'd be a Chiefs fan if they didn't go. You don't have to be a Dixon fan. Nobody's forcing you to do that.
No.
That's
separate things.
That's the separate things, man. Noob says third place. Come on, second place. Let's go Zags. Yeah, look at that. Noob could... Could Noob get into second place? Yeah. Where is he? Where's Noob? Yeah, Noob's in third place.
Yep.
If Gonzaga wins, he finishes in second. That's pretty respectable. We got our boy, the voice of the Bears, too. We got that. Look at that mix, man. There's a great mix there. But a lot of these guys all have Gonzaga. I mean, so many of the top 10 have Gonzaga winning this thing.
Yeah, if that goes the other way, they... Blown out.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Just go all the way down there, man. Yeah, so it's either going to be Ben or Skyler.
Yep.
Dang. That's how it's going to roll. That's sometimes how this thing rolls.
Wow.
First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, 478-1301. I hope it's a fantastic game. You know, leading up to what we've seen so far, most of these games have been so much fun. Now, let's not, like, what's your favorite part of the tournament as far as the rounds? I always just like the first 4 days.
Yeah, it's the most fun.
Those are the
Anything
best.
Could happen.
Because it's games till like 10 o'clock on. It's just game after game after game after game after game. And that's the best part.
Actually, let me put it this way. The best part for me is the point until my bracket breaks.
Which is
usually when that first 4 days.
It's like, but Thursday.
For me, it was pretty early on.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a fair way to look at it.
I think most people have more fun.
Yeah.
Like the Final Four gets all the pub and it's well branded, but those first two rounds to me are just the absolute best.
Yeah.
Not even just for the upset. Just seeing the games just left and right. They're firing off all the time. You got a game starting at 10, and then bam, another game starts at 10:20. Another one's at 10:40. The other one's at 11. And so you're staggering these games, and you can kind of go back and forth and watch. And this has been one heck of a tournament, though. You know, it's been we kind of thought it was open, but this is how it always goes. At the end of the day, typically the best teams get to where they're supposed to be, or at least in the Final Four. You do get the UCLAs once in a while that make it a little bit beyond. And that's where you go with it. 40 minutes after the hour. I'll tell you what, we'll take a short break here, Colfax. I don't know if we'll be able to catch up to get Coach McCaffrey, at least on this stage. I know he's a busy man, but we'll try to effort him on the other side. Take a short break here. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Donate to the Live United 1310-a-thon by texting KFKA, all caps, to 26989. Give up to $100 and you could win a signed pair of Terrell Davis cleats. Thursday, April 22nd.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Forty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC football coach, Coach Ed McCaffrey. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time, man. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Coach, I gotta give you one first here. Gonzaga Baylor, help me out. Who's taking it tonight? This one should be fun.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Gonzaga after that finale they just had. But my wife picked Baylor, so I'm going with her. I'll root with her. She wins her pool if Baylor wins, I guess. So I guess I'll have to cheer for them.
Coach, that's all I needed to hear. That's the confidence boost I needed. I like Baylor. I'm just trying to finish in the top five. That's when you know you're not good at this. I'm just hoping to finish like in the top 10 or 15 of our bracket challenge.
Oh, man, I haven't filled out a bracket in years. I've never won one and haven't filled one out in years. So I'll root with Lisa. Hopefully her pool does well, and we'll treat everyone to dinner.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. It should be a great game tonight. Coach, it's always an interesting situation. Anything we talk about 2020 to 2021. And we've kind of been following you guys along your path as far as what spring football would look like. And you guys chose to kind of opt out of the actual game portion and just kind of prepare for the fall. But you're getting some scrimmages in. Got the scrimmage in against CSU Pueblo. Coach, what was that like, just seeing the guys out there playing against somebody else?
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot what it felt like. The juices were pumping. It was really exciting. I'm glad we finally got to scrimmage against someone else. You know, after a couple of years, right?
Wow.
You get tired of hitting the same guy every single day. And, you know, it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of mental strength to be able to come out to practice, get shut down, come back out to practice, get shut down, practice against the same guys over and over and never have a game. Our guys, I'm so proud of them. I mean, they really hung in there through all the adversity, and they kept showing up day after day through, you know, school shutdowns, program shutdowns, practice shutdowns, and they had fun. That's the main. I mean, you got to remember, this sport's meant to be fun, and they had a good time. Now, some guys were on fire. You know, they showed up like they hadn't played in 2 years, and they were ready to let the world know. Other guys, you know, they showed up, and it looked like they hadn't played football in 2 years. So that was to be expected. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. At the end of the day, I was pretty happy with our attitude, our effort, and, you know, a great learning experience for us as well, kind of paints a picture for how we can get better.
Coach, is that something that you're the main thing you're looking at is really just getting out on the field? Or how, for lack of a better term, how nitpicky do you get when you're looking back at last week's scrimmage?
You know, football players are trained to watch film and be critical of themselves, look in the mirror, you know, point the finger at ourselves, figure out what we can do to get better. But, yeah, I'm a little more, I guess, understanding of the fact that we haven't played a live game in a couple of years. So, you know, you didn't really know what to expect. And, again, some guys played better than I thought they would. Other guys struggled a little bit. But nothing egregious, nothing that can't be corrected. And I'm just glad we got out on the field and played. At some point, you just have to do it. You know, you just have to show up. Hopefully the other team shows up and you go play football. And that's what we did. And I think you know, it's a start. It's a start. You know, we'll get another controlled scrimmage in next week, and hopefully we get better than we were this week. But we're also evaluating. You know, everybody plays. Everyone on the team's getting in these scrimmages. We're giving everyone a chance to show the coaches what they can do. And some guys just show up when you put the pads on. You know, you really, as a coach, get to see who just finds a way to make plays. And so that was fun and exciting for me. Guys that maybe were second or third teamers stepped in, and when they got their chance, you know, they showed everybody that they can play this game. And I think that was a pleasant surprise for a lot of us. Some of the guys we weren't sure about stepped up.
UNC head coach Ed McCaffrey joining us on the program. And you mentioned it. Some guys, yeah, they were on fire. They looked raring to go, ready to go. But like you said, that's to be expected on the other side, where some guys came in and it clearly showed, hey, it's been a while. That's crazy when you lay it out like that, Coach, when you say 2 years. We were just talking about this on the program earlier. All this momentum, you know, I was out there during your press conference. This area was so excited. Greeley, Colorado, so excited to see you in this area, back in this area, coaching a team. And then we hit everything. We hit the pauses and we hit the, you know, the cancellations, and it just continued to roll on. What has that been like for you personally? I mean, again, I saw the auditorium. It was packed full. People were holding up signs. They were pumped up. And then we just kind of come to this instant stop.
Yeah, I was really, really frustrated in the beginning, and then it got kind of serious. You know, your attention turns to just making sure everybody's healthy. You know, what are we dealing with here? Hopefully everyone will be okay, and we'll get through this. And then when we started up again, I got excited, and that's when it was probably the most frustrating, the second and third shutdown. Because you get all geared up, you give your pep talk, everyone's adrenaline's through the roof. You have a couple practices and then see you later. And then it happens again. And you're like, you know, at some point, it's like Pavlov's dog. It's like, okay, we're going to go out and have a practice. Well, are we? You know, I don't know. Maybe we'll have a practice. Maybe we'll be let, they'll allow us to play football. And so even going right up to the scrimmage, I think a lot of guys were wondering, is this really going to happen? Like, something's going to somehow shut this down. And it didn't. And that's why, man, there were a lot of smiles after the scrimmage. A lot of guys, you know, been waiting a long time to compete. You know, the guys on our team are just, they're born to compete, and they haven't been able to do it for so long, and finally they got that chance. So whether it was a great scrimmage for them or they feel like they could have done better, regardless, they went out and competed and had fun.
Yeah, it's such a strange situation, like you said, just looking over your shoulders, wondering when that, if that next practice is going to be canceled or scrimmage. Like, I love what you said, just getting through that scrimmage. I mean, even if it wasn't the best performance from every individual, you got to feel some kind of sigh of relief.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, in any football game, a lot of times you talk about the first play. Hey, like, just get the first play out of the way. Let's just hit somebody, let the butterflies go away, and then start playing football. And it was the same in the scrimmage. We just had to go out and play and go out and hit somebody and let the butterflies, you know, go away and shake the rust off and find a way to get better. And, you know, I think it played out that way. We started out, you know, fast in some areas but slow in others. But as the day went on, you could tell our guys were loosening up more and more and relaxing and going back out there and just doing what they do, which is play the game.
What's this team going to be like, Coach? And again, so much, you're just trying to get the feel for what this group's going to look like. But when, you know, your ideal football team, on the, you know, what kind of offense are you really trying to put out there? Is this going to be a hard-nosed offense that's methodically moving down the field? Or what are you looking for? We know we'll get to see Dylan McCaffrey. We'll get to see him much later. But I know that was huge news as well. But what can you tell us a little bit, maybe a preview of what you expect your offense, your defense to look like?
Well, you know, I hope we're organized, I hope we're disciplined. You know, I hope we play snap to whistle. I hope we have a little edge to us. you know, I want to be physically dominant, and I want to be a team that intimidates our opponents through our strength, our power, and our effort. And, you know, you also need guys that can make plays for you. Coaching can sometimes be overrated. I mean, watch all the highlight reels. Most of the time it's somebody jumping up over a DB or a DB knocking a ball out on the goal line, or someone beating a block, or, you know, guy, at the end of the day, they have to go out and make plays to make the coach, to make me and the rest of our coaches look good. So I think to do that, you need to know what you're doing. You need to be prepared, and you have to have a great attitude. You got to love this game. Got to be willing to, you know, play full speed, snap to whistle, whether you have a, you know, bump or a bruise, or whether you're tired. You just got to find a way to push through it. And a lot of times, you know, it's the team that can just continue to give that constant effort, play after play after play, whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, you're going to get that constant effort. So I guess I hope when we're done playing a team, regardless of what the scoreboard says, that other team has some respect for us and says, oh my goodness, you know, those guys come to play.
We're talking to UNC head coach Ed McCaffrey, and yeah, that was big news back in February, Coach, talking about Dylan McCaffrey. I know you did the Zoom call, and a lot of media attended, and that's what I was talking about, the program, man. It's an exciting feel around the University of Northern Colorado, and that was such a cool story about how you guys chatted about that and what ultimately came down to Dylan's decision to come play for the University of Northern Colorado. I know a lot of fans are pumped about that move.
Yeah, no, I'm extremely pumped about it too. And, you know, I had to have my dad cap on first, and I helped him explore all of his options. I'm like, hey, well, a lot of schools that are interested in you, I think you should talk to those coaches and make sure they answer all of your questions and look at their rosters and look at their offense and try to figure out if that's where you want to go. And, you know, you have an offer from us. So as soon as you've gone through that process, you know, just let us know one way or the other. I'm your father first. You know, I love you. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you go somewhere else. But secretly, you know, without showing my hand, I was really hoping nobody recruited them away from us. But some of the guys were getting mad at me, like, hey, why aren't you recruiting them? Well, he's my son first. You know, you've got to do what's right for him. And I learned that when they were all coming out of high school. I didn't force any of them to go anywhere. I helped them understand the questions they should ask and what to look for, but it was their decision. You know, they're men, and it's their decision on where they want to go. And as a dad, you never want to force your kid to do anything, or it'll probably hold it against you for the rest of your life. So it has to be their decision. It had to be Dylan's decision. And I think once he saw, our team, he believed that we really do have a lot of talent. We're going to have the ability to really do some exciting things on offense, and he wanted to be a part of it. He met our coaches, and he understands he's going to learn the game at a high level. So in terms of his development individually, and some of the guys on the team who are extremely talented and also just have great attitudes and love football, he felt like it was the right place for him. So awfully excited about it. And you know, I've coached him before, so that's not new, but excited to have him here at UNC.
Yeah, Coach, we're pumped, and I'm excited to see how this next scrimmage plays out, and we'll kind of just keep progressing until we can see this team on the field for real come fall. Coach, we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to catching up with you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, that's UNC head football coach Ed McCaffrey. That's going to do it for us. National championship game tonight on 1310 KFKA. Baylor, Gonzaga, I like Baylor in this one. All right, that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.